I'd like to call to order the Planning and Environmental Commission of the Town of Vail meeting of January 12th, 2026. We have three commissioners present in the room, except Commissioner Jensen, Commissioner Lipnick, and
Littner.
Commissioner Littner, and online we have Commissioner Reddicker. We do have a quorum, so we will begin. The first item on our agenda is a request for the review of a conditional use permit pursuant to section 12-7B-3, permitted conditional uses, first floor, street level, Vail Town Code, to allow for an outdoor patio at the Joe's Famous Deli pursuant to section 12-16, conditional use permits, Vail Town Code, located at 288 Bridge Street, Vail Village, filing 1, block 5A, lot C and D. It is PEC file 2531. Planner is Greg Roy, and the applicant is Juan Jose with Joe's Famous Deli. Greg, do we have a presentation?
Yep, got a presentation.
Sorry,
for
that
you.
I think the
The system didn't like that name. Yeah. So what you're looking at is a conditional use permit. So patios in the commercial core one zone district are conditional uses. The subject site is 288 Bridge Street, noted here on the vicinity map. The patio area in question is really just setting tables out in front of the stairs. If you're familiar with Joe's Famous Deli, those stairs on the left here in the image is what goes down to the space. And then what's being proposed is three cafe style tables with a couple of chairs each in an orientation that kind of aligns with the railing. This application is for the use of town property as well. So the applicant did go to town council and receive permission to proceed through the conditional use permit process for the use of town property for this outdoor seating. And town council granted that permission, I believe it was back in October or November. So the plan itself is simply to place three chairs adjacent to the railing there with three cafe tables and six chairs. Staff has recommended a few different conditions, one of those being that the table and chairs would be brought in overnight outside of operating hours, as well as maintaining a deck lease with the town clerk's office for the use of town property. With that, staff is recommending approval of the conditional use permit. Are there questions for me on the application itself?
So the way it works for outdoor seating is it goes to council first. It's kind of like a reverse process. It goes council, then PEC.
Yeah, so the use of town right-of-way requires permission from the property owner, which is town council. The way they look at it is either yes or no, we're going to allow them to go through. The specific patio or plan is up to the planning commission and the conditional use permit process. So they're not prejudging any application that has that orientation, just yes, you can use town property, or no, you can't.
Got it. So the process is provide use and then apply for a CUP.
Yep.
Okay.
Greg, this is John. There's no railings or any other permanent structures going to be associated with this conditional use. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's just the tables and chairs.
And the tables and chairs will be, I think I read in the staff memo, be taken down and put inside every evening.
Correct. That is one of the conditions of the conditional use permit.
Okay.
And I should add that the fire department has met and approved this location.
I was going to ask about that, because the distance then to the front of Vendetta's facade, or that planter in front of Vendetta's facade.
Yep. So they have the appropriate width, I believe is 20 or 26 feet in order to locate the tables here.
And just quick for the record, Commissioner Jensen is now present.
Great.
My only question is, this design approach looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
Family shows up, six people, they want to eat outside, so now they move all the tables and move everything out and get six chairs halfway out into the street. What happens then?
Yep, so it will be upon the applicant to make sure that anything that gets rearranged gets brought back into order over time. Certainly code enforcement will probably help with that in those specific situations. But at the worst case, it's brought in at the end of the day if it's going to
I understand that tables and chairs will be brought in every
yeah.
day. That's fine. I just worry
yeah.
that not the business,
mm-hmm.
but a customer decides to create their own seating, and it starts to impact the walk.
Yep.
for everybody else? And is the business going to come up and say, no, I need you to bring it back in? Or that's my word. That's my probably only concern.
Yeah, so it would be on the operator to maintain the established kind of orientation of the tables and chairs if that something like that were to happen. With that, we do have JJ, the applicant, here.
Are there any more questions for Greg before we move on to the applicant? Hearing none, if the applicant wants to come up, give a presentation, or do you want to talk to us about your application?
Oh, well, basically, I
would only... please come up to the microphone. Yeah, if you could just state your name. We have to record it for the record. Yeah.
Okay. No, basically...
if you just state your name, please? Sorry. Yeah.
Basically,
I just need you to say your name to the microphone for the record.
My name is Juan Jose Perez. I'm
thank you.
Here on behalf of Joe's Famous Deli.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Should I press the button when I speak?
When it's green, it's live. You're good.
Yeah, okay. You're good.
If you are okay and there's no more questions for me, I would only wanted to express that what we want to do is to know like the requirements we need to comply and fulfill in order for this to be work and not to bother anyone walking through the street. We based our proposal on what similar commerces have on the street, and we reduced it to be like the less impact on all the street. I believe we all the other requirements were fulfilled, so we're here to cooperate in whatever we need to in order for this to work.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the applicant? John, anything online?
I have no questions for the applicant.
Okay. Hearing none, we will close the presentation with the applicant. In terms of public comment, if you are online and want to comment on this application, please click the raise your hand button. I do not see anyone else in the room besides the applicant. So we'll just give it a minute. Is there anyone online?
We do have three attendees online, but no one has their hands raised.
Okay. Seeing no hands raised online, we'll move on to commissioner comments. Can we start online with you, John, please?
Sure. This is a pretty straightforward application, and to answer the applicant's question, I think the expectation of the town of Vail and the planning commission is that in utilize or under this conditional use permit, the tables and chairs will be situated in a line along the railing as noted in the proposal, and that orientation will be maintained throughout operating hours, as well as complying with the other conditions that we'll put on, you know, add to the end of our approvals. For me, looking at the review criteria, we have six of them, four of them, which are substantive, and those are on pages 5 and 6 of the staff memorandum. One and two are pretty straightforward. I agree with staff that the criteria are met. I think the more substantive criteria for this application are criteria 3 and criteria 4. In particular, the impact of the proposed conditional use on pedestrian and safety convenience, as well as traffic flow and control in regard to emergency vehicle access. I think criteria 3, as staff has found, has been fulfilled. The conditional use is going to be in a minimal amount of town right-of-way, and emergency vehicles should be able to pass freely, as well as pedestrians should be able to move up and down the corridor with minimal disruption. And then looking at criteria number 4, the effect upon the character of the area, this is again a minimal proposed conditional use. We're talking about 3 tables, 6 chairs. And as long as those things are aligned along the railing and aren't moved so that they end up into the pedestrian and the town right away, the impact on the character of the area is negligible as well. I don't believe 5 and 6 our criteria that apply to this situation. So I would be, for those reasons, be in favor of approval.
Thank you. In terms of the room, can we start to my right, please?
Sure. I suppose I echo pretty much everything that Commissioner Redeker said. I think this is consistent with the use. I appreciate your willingness to monitor it and keep the folks from moving into the street. It's human nature. But I can support this as well.
Thank you, Commissioner Hanlon. Commissioner Jensen?
For supportive of this, so I just want to make sure, as Commissioner Redeker said, that this is the anticipated planned seating arrangement, and we'd really like the business to maintain take every effort to maintain that. I realize people move things, but if you can maintain that, just to make sure that there's good access through there. I like the fact that this is a three-year piece, and if there's issues with it, the town has the ability to come back and have another conversation. I do support this, so thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Tucker.
Yeah, I think I echo what has already been said by other commissioners. Meets the criteria, pretty straightforward, and just maintaining public throughway through there for walkers and also for emergency vehicles. I'm in support of it.
Yeah, I'm also in support of the application, agree with everything said thus far. Of course, compliance will be important. I think if it starts to spew into the street, we'll hear about it, and so let's just prevent that. In terms of the criteria, I think a big one is number one, which is the development objectives of the town. There's been a lot of emphasis lately on supporting our locally owned businesses, particularly options that are more affordable for locals here in the restaurant space. And this is exactly that. So I'm happy to support this. My toddler loves your gelato. I believe all the review criteria are met and the conditions are satisfied. If there's no other comment, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that the Planning and Environmental Commission approves with conditions the request for the review of a conditional use permit pursuant to Section 12-7B-3, permitted in conditional uses, first floor street level, Bailtown Code, to allow for an outdoor patio at the Joe's Famous Deli pursuant to Section 12-16, conditional use permits, Bailtown Code, located at 288 Bridge Street, Vail Village, filing 1, Block 5A, Lot C and D. It's PEC application 25-0031. In addition to the motion, I'd like to include the conditions listed on page 7 of the staff memorandum and the findings on page 7 as well.
Thank you. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Jensen. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, JJ.
The next item on our agenda is a staff approval item. It's 4.1, which is a report to the Planning Environmental Commission of Administrative Action regarding a request for a minor amendment to the Special Development District Number 17, Ramshorn Lodge, pursuant to Section 12-9A-10, Amendment Procedures of Bailtown Code, to allow for modifications to the landscaping plan and additional patio area located at 416 Vail Valley Drive, Block 3, Lot A, Vail Village, filing 5, and setting forth details in regard thereto. It's PEC 25-38. The planner is Cole Michelson. The applicant is Ramshorn Lodge, represented by Mac Design. Cole, do you have a presentation for us?
No presentation.
Just an update.
Yeah, just an update for you guys. It was just a minor amendment, which can typically be staff approved. I'm open to questions about it. But just a little background. It's just expanding those paver areas around the pool, and they're already in the setback of the building, so they would. It's kind of already expanded, going to be still in the setback. That's about it from staff, but willing to take questions if there's anything too, so.
Can you just tell us what exactly happened here with the red and kind of?
Yeah. So the red is just kind of pointing out the new areas that are currently grass, and they're going to just be putting down pavers to expand out those patio areas. So in the kind of the southwest corner, there is a unit there that will be expanding their kind of private patio area as well as part of the pool area too. And then to the north, that red block also is just expanding the already existing like hot tub patio area outwards. So still considered landscaping because it is pavers and that's like an impervious surface. So no landscaping really changed. So yeah.
That was gonna be my question, is that even though it's hardscape, it's still considered mm-hmm. landscape in terms of the code, right?
Correct, yep.
Well, this is John Rudiker, Special Development District number 17. Does that consist just of the Ramshorn Lodge property?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Okay. And in terms of this amendment, there's nothing in the actual SDD that needs to be amended, right? It's just is it compliant within the SDD, or is there something that changed?
It's mending the landscape plan for the SDD.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. But it's not like the written SDD itself is being amended and has to go before council and be adopted or anything?
Correct.
It's just the landscaping plan is appended to the SDD?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. So we're not changing landscaping area or anything?
Right.
Okay.
So with that, it's just a report. You guys don't need a motion or anything unless you want to call it up for further review.
Any further questions or concerns for commissioners?
Nothing for me.
Great.
I'm fine.
I don't think we need to call it up.
Thank you.
next item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Jensen and a second by Commissioner Rediker. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? That carries unanimously. Finally, we have, looks like, two information updates today. The first one is 6-1 minutes discussion.
Yeah. I don't have a presentation for you guys. Just wanted to give you guys kind of, I have a discussion / update about minutes. I threw in a staff report kind of last minute, like a little one-pager talking about how minutes are kind of conducted. And there had been some comments just about how minutes are done and maybe getting a little more specific into them. So I took it upon myself the last PEC meeting to transcribe the PEC meeting using the Zoom transcribe function, which is pretty much everything that was said on tape with you guys, and then broke that down into different types of meeting minute styles for you to look at. And we're just kind of trying to see what commissioners would like to see in the future for meeting minutes from staff. Meeting minutes can be quite an intensive thing to do in the meeting itself. Typically I'm back there typing, taking the meeting minutes. And I can miss things a lot of times just because of how fast some of the conversations are. So just looking for direction from you guys, what you guys like to see. If you took a look at the three kind of proposed meetings minute styles, if there's one that you like to see going forward, that'd be really helpful. And open for any questions too, so.
Cool, I've got a question. Using the Zoom, and I'm familiar with it from other boards that I've sat on, they transcribe, it's artificial intelligence transcribing everything that we say during the meeting, correct?
Correct, yep, and that is.
So when you looking at, and I'm gonna skip over the town council format, which is clearly insufficient for what we do. And just looking at condensed format and the final format, I think final format's more robust. And is maybe a better guide. What I've heard in the past is not from anything from applicants or members of the public, so I'm not sure who you're hearing things from, but it's from town council members concerned about whether or not our meeting minutes were robust enough So when they're reviewing our minutes about actions that we've taken, they understand what all of our comments are, and it helps inform any decisions they have to make. That being said, if Zoom is transcribing this, do you start with that transcription and then edit it down to come up with, and I'm looking specifically at meeting minutes final, which is the more robust description of what occurred during our meeting?
Yeah.
How does that process work?
Yeah, I can kind of walk you through my process for this. So normally I took meeting minutes as well, so I'm also following along. So I'll take my meeting minutes and also the transcribed meeting minutes, just because that catches everything, and then it also doesn't catch who speaks. So that is one of the issues with the transcription, is that it doesn't catch everybody's name and who said what. It is a little bit of like, you know, matching up what was said and what I've written down, and trying to catch everything in that conversation, and then kind of just cleaning it up, getting rid of any talking that wasn't really conducive to maybe what was being said, or just kind of filler things. So I try to kind of break it down to really what the main comments were from the applicant or from commissioners. That's kind of the way I went about doing it. It does take time to get down to that kind of that final format, because I have to go through, like, I think it was 45 pages of transcribed conversation. You can use AI. I know we have some people in the office who are helpful with the AI and helping to kind of condense things down that were talked about. So, yeah.
Okay.
I think the final, just reading the final from the last, I felt captured everything well. Mm-hmm. There's no need for a full transcript, I agree. And I'm with John on the council one. It just didn't feel the same to me, basically. So it's just, you know, I'm one opinion here, but mm-hmm. I felt like the final did captured well what was the business that was undertaken in the last BEC meeting. So,
okay, yeah, no, that's great to hear. I threw the town council in there because I wanted to look at how other meeting minutes are conducted in the town, and that one was, that's kind of the main one that people will look at, and I noticed how condensed theirs is. So. Yeah.
And so, you know, I think a lot of commissioners are saying, I use the minutes. And so, like, they don't think it's a wasted effort. No. I often go back to application, particularly when we have these lengthy ones we have multiple meetings on, right? Mm-hmm. It's super helpful. And I do agree that the final version there captures things well. I like the way it's formatted, where each kind of paragraph is by kind of a statement by the person stating it, because it's kind of helpful for me to refresh myself or like what I was thinking over a certain, you know, point or something or within application. And so I'll often like scroll back to that. The one thing I noticed that was not in the final that we used to be adding, was the timestamps for each file.
Okay.
On the recording, because that's also really helpful, where I've gone back and wanted to like listen to some statements by an applicant or public comment within the recording. And it's really a pain in the ass to find it if you don't have the timestamps. Mm-hmm. And so if you have the timestamps, that makes it's a much, particularly when we have those very long meetings, right?
Okay.
And that it's really great to have that. You don't need to do it for every comment, but at least just for the file, when the file starts.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can jump to there, kind of mm-hmm. find your way through the file from that. So that's okay. The main comment I had.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good comment, Brad. And I also think that point is not just helpful for us when we're going back and reviewing some of these applications that occur over multiple meetings. Again, I know that there are town council members that have approached me in the past about our minutes, and I think that will be helpful for those individuals on council that dig into what our meetings and what we've done.
Yeah, you know, example. There was a recent file that came behind before council in a recent council meeting, and I didn't love some of the comments made during that file. Statements about that they did not receive feedback, which I thought was completely inaccurate. I went back and looked at minutes. There's clear feedback. It's on the record. So it's important and appreciate mm-hmm. you, the work you do on it. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I think we're hearing general support for the third, you know, the final version.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
from other
strong
commissioners as well. Yeah.
Great.
Okay. So we will continue, or we'll go with that minute format and make sure timestamps are added as well so that we have a complete, accurate record. Thank
Great.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
The next information update item is on rules of order.
Yep. So last time, or it's been a couple meetings, but we went over some rules of order, kind of looking at different timelines for each different type of application that we have coming through, as well as a general schedule of what that would look like. So I drafted up rules of order that kind of mimic those. Minimal changes from last time. We added a little bit more of closing comments limited to 10 minutes was part of the discussion. There was some question last time, if we don't get to something on the end of an agenda just because time went over, are we able to table it and not hear it that day, hear it at the next meeting, and still meet our town code requirement of having something within 30 days of that application. Hearing from our town attorney, yes, we can do that and remain in line with that requirement. So that's not a concern, or at least that answers that question brought by the Planning Commission. So unless you have any more questions or modifications you want to make to those rules of order, we'd be looking for an adoption by motion and vote.
I was gonna bring up,
sure.
You know, just reading it, I guess when you read it, you know, do we really need the word limited? Can we just say presentations from staff should be 20 minutes or less?
Sure.
Because if you're 21, it's not like we're gonna ask you to leave, you know. But I mean, instead of saying it should be, I mean, it really is setting a time frame, and if somebody, either the staff or an applicant, goes longer and the chair decides that, you know, we're spinning, they can say something. I just don't like putting kind of a strict
hard line.
Bar line, it is should be,
you mm-hmm.
know. And, you know, same thing for an applicant. If it takes another 5 minutes and it's appropriate, no one's going to say anything. So I was throwing that out as one comment, just to remove the word limited, and you know, closing comments should be.
Should be 20 minutes or less, for instance. Bill, yeah. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, it just should be, yeah, whatever it is. Just take the word limited out.
Yep, we have that in all four of those, so we can just take out the word limited from those if that's the commissioner.
I mean, I just think it
well, I wouldn't leave the limited. I wouldn't leave the limited to and the public comment. One and those three asterisks. Public comment may be limited to 3 minutes per person.
Okay.
Instead of maybe 3 minutes per person, I would like to leave the limited to there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take it out for those other three and just say should be.
Yeah. I'm in agreement with that.
And well, yeah. What about the closing comments? Closing comments limited to 10 minutes. I look at closing comments as it's kind of like in litigation in the courtroom. You have your main presentations by litigants, and then at the end, they can come back and do a rebuttal. And court always limits it to a certain time frame. So what about limiting the closing comments to 10 minutes? Period. I mean, if you can't get your, if you haven't done it, everything, if you're either an applicant or staff. In your initial presentation, the closing comments should just be to respond to issues that were raised over the course of the hearing on the application. So I really feel like those should be limited as well.
And I,
if you can't get it in 10 minutes, then you're getting cut off.
So can we, I guess I'll just throw it out for discussion, is if we're gonna say limited, can we change the 10 to 15? I mean, John,
I don't think that's too long for closing comments.
15 is too long, you think?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about closing comments by the applicant and staff. And again, both applicant and the staff will have been able to do their main presentation early on. These closing comments should not be rehashing anything that is said earlier. It should be, this was raised in public comment, or this was raised by commissioners. And we would like, this is additional, something additional we'd like to add.
Okay.
So I think we can just limit that to 10 minutes.
And I guess I was maybe thinking that commissioner comments were part of closing comments, but they're not, so.
No, I saw that just for the staff. And I'm sorry, that's a little hard to read up there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, if they're going more than 10, I think we're off the rails at that point and then responding to public comment.
Okay, thanks for that clarification.
Yeah. Any further comments on this, the rules of order draft?
No, I agree with what we're all saying.
So you need this kind of adopted by a motion, right?
Yep, so maybe a motion to adopt with
some changes.
Changes as mentioned. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I move that the commission adopts the rules of order draft reviewed today with the additions made to the language for presentations from staff and presentations from applicants.
There's a motion by Commissioner Redeker. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Tucker. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? That carries unanimously.
Great. The only other info to update we have is the Lunar Park application, which you guys had a recommendation now for, went to town council a couple of times. And at the last meeting last week, town council remanded it back to the planning commission. So you will be seeing that again at a future meeting. When that will be, I don't know at this point.
I assume they are going to come back, or you haven't heard yet. There were some comments kind of made, like they questioned whether they would come back if it had to come back to planning commission. Have you heard, you know, it's up to them whether they do come back. Have you received an application or an indication that they are going to apply again?
We have a meeting with them this week that we'll know more after.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't a great, I'm trying to think of the right word, polite right word, but some references to this commission and its abilities, et cetera, were disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would add is I'm glad the council brought it back to us, but I guess a little disappointed that the council didn't have more of a voice at mm-hmm. that meeting.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Well, that's all we
motion
have
to adjourn.
So, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.